And on 3SH, back to Neil Mitchell in just a moment. Once again, Acting GM Balranald Shire Council, Glenn Wilcox. Good morning, Glenn.
Morning, Glenn. How's things in your end of the world? Because they're wonderful in Balranald Shire.
Yes, wonderful, given current circumstances. Actually, we had a bit of a chat before going on air, thinking because both sides of the drink, the creek out of lockdown, that there might have been more freedom of movement, but we still do need a permit to enter or re-enter Victoria again, because even though New South Wales, you might consider Balranald Shire and local shires as not being extreme risk, Victoria, Daniel Andrews, still considers all of New South Wales extreme risk. So it does make it still hard for us to move back and forth across the border. We still have to have our reasons, Glenn. So we were going to talk about how let's get up to Balranald again, support the club, support businesses, support your wonderful area, but not just yet.
Yeah, look, Glenn, it makes life very difficult when we're neighbours and right along our river corridor that we all need support for our small businesses, our motels, caravan parks, farm stays, clubs, as you've said, and we just can't cross, or you guys can come and see us, but it makes it hard to get home under the permit system. So, you know, as we go forward, yeah, I'd like people to start to think about short travels from Victoria into New South Wales or New South Wales into Victoria and have a look at the Visit Balranald site and get some idea of what's around the Balranald area and surrounds, so that when we do get out of lockdown, that we can start to move freely again.
Yeah, for sure. You've got some Butte Facebook pages as well. You just have to type in Balranald. You'll see quite a few pages there, and they're often updated too. And there's always something wonderful to see, do, eat, drink, and high rivers. Such a beautiful time of the year. It's just a shame they didn't relax the permit system that little bit more as we came out of lockdown. I tell you, though, we're starting to really kick along. It's in our news today, the Murray River Council, which is right next door to you. I can't believe when I first read that 15-plus vaccination rate for first jabs, nearing 100% at 93.6. And you guys have lifted some 7%, 8% over the past week. That's wonderful too.
Look, it's fantastic that the people are getting out there and receiving the vaccinations. Yeah, we're travelling at 58% of our population at the moment. Obviously, we'd like it to get much higher. And also on our Victorian side, we'd love people to be vaccinated there so that we can lift any restrictions on our travel bubble locally. But again, we like people to be safe. So if you've got any symptoms of flu-like symptoms, please go and be tested. If not, please go and be vaccinated for the rest of us in this area and for Australia.
Yes, yes, that is for sure. It doesn't matter if there is a river separating states, etc. We're all really in the one community, so we all need to do our bits so we can all start opening up, hopefully in the very near future. Acting GM for the Balranald Shire Council, Glenn Wilcox. Thank you, Glenn. Might talk next week, same time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Back to Neil Mitchell.